Proclamation number 0933 of 27th of May, 1939. School of the Spirit. Earth life as a station of education. Every individual creature is subject to the law to complete the school of the Spirit, and it has to do this compulsorily through all periods of development in order to, however, be released from compulsion in the lost stage and now be free to make use of the possibilities which serve spiritual development. The earthly child can be taught in the most exhaustive way if it only wants to be taught. Spiritual strength is always at its disposal to initiate it into everything worth knowing for the salvation of its soul. It also constantly receives spiritual admonitions which it can hear through the inner voice, and all this is only ever a means to an end to achieve the spiritual state of maturity in order to reach that height which signifies the sphere of light for the earthly being, and which differs considerably from the unfinished being's stay outside of this sphere. As long as the human being does nothing to improve his spiritual state, as long as he is only purely earthly concerned about his well-being, the soul's state will always remain the same as when it entered earthly existence. Then the soul will have reached a dead end. It will not strive for higher development, it will neither seek spiritual nourishment nor knowledge, and thus will not change its state in the slightest. However, time on earth will slip away and days and years will be spent useless. For the soul has no part in all experiences but only the body. What would be the soul's share is not tangible to the human being and thus often not desirable. And yet the only important thing on earth is that the spirit be awakened and come to development. For only then is earthly life the educational station for the human being, when the soul strives towards ever higher realization and thus consciously completes the school of the Spirit, and the result is the state of perfection, which ensures entry into spheres of light after bodily death and is there for the purpose and aim of embodiment as a human being. Amen.